League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Biggio's in the Marriott Marquis. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5, powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? On a hump day, it's Barry Laminack, Nick Sciarra back at the studio, and yours truly, Joel Blank, broadcasting live at the grand opening of Biggio's, which is a beautiful two-story sports bar connected to the Marriott Marquis right here in the Avenida Houston area, Barry, if we want to be fancy about
well,
it. Discovery Greenish, GRB-ish. A beautiful sports bar, and it is just a fantastic location, kitty corner from the GRB, right across the street from Discovery Green, and this place right now screams, I want to watch the tournament here.
Dude, the screens they have, Cameron was telling us that the screens here are the biggest screens in the city.
Yeah.
If you exclude the screens at the stadiums.
Yep.
And I believe that to be true.
130 inches.
Yeah, and if you come up front and sit in these chairs, they recline. You can just kick the shoes off and lay back. No, don't do that. It's a little fancy here to be kicking the shoes off.
Yeah, we don't need the odor eaters working.
But it is, dude, it's super nice. And, yeah, watching the Syracuse-Miami game, yeah, I dig this. I could get used to this easily.
No doubt. And as a special treat for you, the listeners, and anybody that wants to come down here and be a part of this grand opening, Craig Biggio himself should be scheduled to be back in the building around 3:30. We should have him on the air, and he should be in and around, so that will be neat interaction. We'll ask him about the induction of Jeff Bagwell coming up for the Hall of Fame,
yeah.
The fact that the two cornerstones of the franchise both will be members in Cooperstown, which is fantastic, and of course, all of the excitement surrounding this year's Astros team, because as Sports Illustrated has predicted and most people seem to want to believe as well, they should be contending for the American League title and a World Series if all goes as planned.
Well, you can ask him all that. I want to ask him what his favorite food is on the menu.
Okay.
That's the important things. Like, we don't want to, you know.
So you're expecting that.
The important thing is the food.
You're expecting that Craig's going to know the menu like the back of his hand.
Oh, I bet he had something to do with it. I totally. Like, I bet he sat down and was like, no, we're not doing this. We need to add this. Like, yeah, oh, totally.
We already have questions to be answered because Barry wants to know if there's special meaning on the woodwork on some of the walls.
We're going to find that out.
Because they do look like bleacher seating.
Yeah. We're gonna. And did you see the size of the projectors? That's like a smart car. That's
Barry, don't you have to ask permission before you look at someone's projectors? It's just a question. I had to ask.
I don't know. What
it just
means.
Sounded like it was inappropriate.
Those are nice. Could you imagine that at the house? Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And
it's pretty fancy.
What are you gonna do? Are you gonna project it on your garage?
Yeah. That's exactly what you do. You wheel it out there. And you watch the game on the garage. That's fancy.
So we got a lot to get to today. You guys can be a part of the show. If you don't want to come down here, which I don't know why you wouldn't want to come down to Biggio's for the grand opening here at the Marriott Marquis, but if you don't, you can still reach us on the show. 713-780-ESPN gets you in via phone and or text message. And or you can hit us up on Twitter, at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are here until 4 o'clock. And then after us, Fred and AJ and the Blitz continue the fun and games and shenanigans as they continue to broadcast here till 7. So we will be here all afternoon. We'd love to see you. Come on down. Grab a few adult beverages. Grab some great food. Watch some of these tournaments that are going on. Syracuse was in a one-point game with Miami last time I checked. So a lot of the games are coming down to the nitty-gritty. 0.4 seconds left. Syracuse down 3. And I know, Barry, that excites you.
I'm not going to bring it up. I'm going to let you bring it up. I'm not going to.
I said they
I'm
were
not going to gloat.
I said that they were in after they beat Duke at the buzzer.
Yeah.
And you,
I said they needed
said
to win.
Otherwise.
I said, well, I said they needed to win one more game. I said they either needed to beat Louisville, Georgia Tech, or win their first round, their opener in the ACC tournament. Now they beat Georgia Tech. That's
yep.
great. That would mean that, you know, according to my prediction, they should be in. But losing this game, I still don't know if that's gonna be enough to get them in by losing this game.
Yeah, it depends. And again, we always talk about criteria. Criteria is so vital when you're trying to get into the tournament too, because it is strength. Is it strength of schedule?
Yeah.
Is it conference wins? You know, is it overall just straight wins? Because they're not to 20 yet, which it seems like the magic number. They're at 18. But you know, is it how far they go in the postseason tournament, or is it how they did in the regular season in their conference? So
that Duke win was a big win.
Yeah, it was big, and they played. They took Louisville to overtime as well. And they played them very, very, very tight, lost a tight game there. I think strength of schedule should help them, but it'll be interesting to see how it all goes down because –
Yeah, and don't forget, today is Way Back Wednesday.
Right.
We did it last week. You won.
Okay.
You had the best list, but I pulled an audible on you guys at the last minute, so we each did our lists.
Right.
And then I woke up sitting on the couch talking to my wife. Today is International Women's Day. So I changed my list at the last second to be all old school female artists.
Yeah, which was a dirty trick.
In honor of International Women's Day. So I already win just by being smarter than you guys.
Well, it depends on the listeners. I mean, if the listeners don't think that gets you the little
the
gold star.
Oh, no, it totally
I thought
does.
You were taking off today. I mean, once you figured out that it was Women's Day,
yeah.
I thought I was going to have a different co-host.
Well, they said either take off or wear red. That was what they said. And look at you.
And look at Drew.
That's your little red shirt.
And I'm pretty sure Drew's going to come over on the other side and make you bookend
yeah.
right there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so proud of you. That and I had a couple things that I had to bring up because this has been bothering me. One, this morning I'm doing show prep, and out of nowhere I start getting Facebook notifications, and some savage out there went back and liked someone's picture from like 7 years ago.
Okay.
And I really feel like there's a special place in hell for people that go around liking seven-year-old pictures on Facebook. Like that, I don't know that there's anything more annoying than that. Maybe the person that gets in line in front of you at the Subway with 12 sandwiches. Maybe that person.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the same place in hell. But like, there needs to be a limit. Like just disable the like button on pictures older than 2 years or something. Like, we just can't have this
right.
atrocity.
What's the term for legally?
Huh?
Legally, how you have that certain amount of time before you can't.
Oh, statute of limitations.
Statute of limitations.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's got to be a statute of limitations on.
Like a year, right?
Yeah,
that's probably enough. Like, we don't need to like a picture from 7 years ago. It's not relevant now.
Yeah, and the other thing I was telling you, too, is like on Twitter, when people troll us, because of our great listenership and because we're on a sports radio station, I keep getting notifications of comments we made like 2.5 months ago pre-Super Bowl on something on the NBA. And it says, if you retweet this message from Barry and Joel, you will get the inside look and a special pick tonight in your NBA top 12. And I'm going, what the heck is that? And I get a notification anytime anybody retweets it. So it's like I'm getting hundreds of retweets at like 9 o'clock at night going, I want to bury my phone.
Yeah, I don't want to. That's the thing. Like, that's what there needs to be some control. Like, we as society, there's a lot. I know we have a lot of problems, but we really need to get the social media manners under control before we tackle anything else. I think this is the most important thing. Obviously, if I was running for president, this would be a number one on my campaign.
And we're going to write that down.
Let's get people to act right on social media, right?
You want to get political?
No.
I don't think so. All right, we got a full show lined up. News out of Dallas, a certain somewhat talked about at one time very popular quarterback should be released tomorrow about midday. See what that does to you people that are Houston Texans fans. We've got Astros to talk about, including Craig Biggio joining us in the around 3:30. And the Rockets are at home tonight against a team that's right on their rear end in the Western Conference playoff push. The four-seeded Utah Jazz coming up and sneaking up on your Houston Rockets. Should be a good matchup at the Big Tundra tonight down here in the downtown region. But we are at Biggio's. It is the grand opening of this beautiful two-story sports bar. It is kitty corner from the George R. Brown, directly across from Discovery Green, and we would love to see you guys join us. Right now, I want to tell you about Gallery Furniture. If you're a Houston resident and you're looking for a great deal with no BS, on some American-made solid wood furniture. I tell you, there's no other place to go than Gallery Furniture and my man Mattress Mac. There's three locations across the Houston area. There's Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. There's that Westheimer and Post Oak Galleria location. And there's the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. And as Mac likes to say, you buy today, you get it tonight. There's no backorder slips, and there's no bull. And I'm telling you right now, the furniture is all over in my house because I know that not only do I get a great deal, I get service after the sale, and it's going to last. Right now, he's featuring two-for-one recliners and, of course, those Macapedic sleep sets. Starting at $19.99, right off the top, you get an $800 Gallery Furniture gift card free, so you know you're already saving money. American-made solid wood dining room tables and chairs, as well as living room furniture. And, of course, if you can't come to Biggio's and enjoy a sports bar like this and you want to set up at your own house, they have leather seating and special ordered upholstered furniture made in America and specially measured to fit your man cave. It's all at Gallery Furniture. Do yourself a favor. Head to one of the three locations and go see Mattress Mac and his crew at Gallery Furniture because I guarantee it, I don't just say it, I mean it, Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's Joel, Nick, and Barry as we are broadcasting live from Biggio's Sports Bar right here in the Marriott Marquis across from Discovery Green and Kitty Corner to the GRB. It is a beautiful facility. It is where you want to watch all of March Madness because we talked about it earlier on the big wall behind us. We're going to use it as a monitor and start doing mini sports centers here, just me and Barry.
I think we should just put your phone up there and go through all your pictures.
That's fine after we
see
do yours.
You can't take my idea.
Yes, I can.
That I just came up with and use it for yourself.
This is like MVP voting. No criteria.
No, it doesn't.
We can do it any way we want.
You just can't take whatever I go. Yeah, you got to go first. Like, we have to go get the cord. Let's plug in his phone. And I tell you what, we'll only go the first 70
pictures.
I'm good
with that. There's nothing. You can look at all of them.
Okay, we can only go about three deep on mine.
See? There you go. Yeah. So once we get through mine, everybody goes, there's a lot of my daughter, and go and get into berries, and then start going.
Yeah, what? I bet you have at least one video of you hooping.
Nope.
I bet.
Nope.
I bet.
None.
I bet.
None.
Of you splashing J's.
Nope. None.
None.
No.
So you didn't,
and I hate that.
Like, you don't like set one up and then get on the court and then try some stuff and then go watch it and see your form.
Like when I got
you strike
say,
me as a form guy. Like you would watch your form. Do you do that with golf?
Oh, yeah.
You set it up and then.
Well, my buddy's the director of golf at Memorial Park.
Oh, you dropped something.
Yeah. So what he does is, what's great now about where golf has come in terms of from where it's been in terms of the Stone Ages.
Yeah.
His training techniques are all on his phone.
Yeah.
And his video. So he videotapes the swing and then he puts something on the club. And he goes, now just, you know, hit a couple balls. And he goes, now come back here and look at this. And I go, where am I looking? He goes, on my phone. See, what it does is it judges how fast you swung the club. Then it gives you the exact, like, the plane and the arc. And I'm going, that is just nuts. All you need is your phone. You're a golf instructor now.
Yeah, I remember back in the day when I was learning how to play golf, I had taken some lessons. And it was stuff like you'd have, like, these like, half clubs that bent. Mm-hmm. Remember that one?
Oh, the abacus.
It's like
the abacus,
slow,
but that's what it's called.
It
yeah.
broke down. Then there was this one that was a complete circle. That was the exact plane you should swing on.
Yeah.
And you put the club.
Like a hula hoop, right?
Yeah, but it was behind
right.
you. And you would have to swing up. There was just so much. Like, today's technology is much better than it used to be.
No question.
Much, much better.
But when we start talking about movie clips and things like that, it would be great to just go, and right above us.
Yeah, that would
check
be nice.
It out.
Yeah.
This would be a great drive-in movie spot without the car. Just pop on in and have movie night.
Yeah, it would be nice. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So we're at Biggio's. You want to come down and see us and or the Blitz. They'll be here 4 to 7. We're here 1 to 4. So we'll be broadcasting all day. We'd love to see your smiling faces. Stop in and see Haley. She's going to make sure that you have everything you need, including the double click Barry Laminack guns ablazing there.
Somebody just said, no disrespect to Barry, but go ahead and give him the L for this week. You know
I
what?
Knew it. I
listen,
knew it.
I knew it, too.
Listen. You knew it, too. This is International Women's Day. We've had Aretha Franklin and Joan Jett. You guys can just...
talk about
it,
either
okay?
end of the spectrum.
I'm trying to cover all the bases, not like you guys. Like, I saw your list.
Think about the anthem.
Your list
the national
was all
anthem
like
they could sing.
Four.
How about that national anthem? Joan Jett and Aretha Franklin.
Your list was pretty much all like 4 years in there. Like, you didn't expand. It's all there's no love for other genres.
I'm onto the criteria bandwagon. If there's no criteria, I'm looking for the win. I'm just playing for the win.
See, I knew you're ultra competitive. I knew that's
yes,
what it
I
was.
Am.
You're literally just
this
trying
coming
to win.
From the guy that wants to do everything shirtless and wants to do everything in a competition.
Well, that has nothing to do with competition. That's just good old clean fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nick's not having it.
I know. Nick, don't be cheating either.
Yeah. Hey, Nick, I'm with you. As much as he was gloating about the instant win on International Women's Day.
the last minute move. If you actually saw his initial list, It's way better.
Yeah, I think that overall he might have just slit his throat before the show. That he might have killed himself before we even got on the air just because of the fact that that might not be the winner chicken dinner he thinks
but
it is.
But you know what? I'm okay. I'm showing love to the ladies on this show, and I have no problem with that. And I know there's not a lot of ladies that are listening are going to vote. But I'm still going to show love to him.
Phyllis,
there's no problem.
Phyllis
with that.
appreciates you as long as you want to get some workout powder from her.
And of course, today is the day Lauren Pope, the one listener that interacts with us, is not listening today.
No. Nope.
So of course, I'm like literally on an island by myself right now.
Pick a winner,
it's
buddy.
Just me. Yep. Somebody texted the show already and said, "I'm pretty sure a drive-in movie theater without cars is just a movie theater."
Well, then let's make this
hit you with that truth.
Oh my goodness,
that's funny though.
What was that commercial?
Which one?
When you get the indigestion when you eat the food and it hits back. That was that sound effect. gotta log that sound effect too, Nick.
Somebody says play some Whitney Houston. I'm not done yet. There may or may not be some Whitney on my list.
Because it sounds maybe. Right now that people are absolutely down on your list.
One guy texted and said I lost,
but
one guy.
All it takes is one.
It was probably some man who had like relationship issues with his mom, and it's just been, he's
or it's a taxi driver.
He's probably a male stripper now, working his way through dental school. Like, listen, let's not judge it off of one weirdo texter, okay?
Or it's a taxi driver in the Galveston area.
You're on your own. You're on your own.
And by the way, if it is
send those hate texts.
If it is your best friend that is a male stripper, I can tell you right now that he's probably up on the sixth floor of this beautiful hotel, tanning himself with the world's only lazy river on a rooftop.
I didn't know where you were going
in the hotel.
With that.
Yeah,
you scared
easy.
Me.
I'm world's only rooftop lazy river, sixth floor on the Marriott Marquis, shaped like the state of Texas. So if you want to get on your dinghy donut and float around, it is up there. And the aerial shots during Super Bowl were fantastic. We were up at the GRB too. On Radio Row, and just the whole area was just alive. It was on fire, and this place was just fantastic right in the middle of all of it.
I swear, if there's anyone up there right now, they are very brave. It's a bit chilly outside.
Yeah. Your nipples could probably cut glass, and you're probably not going to win any contests.
I had to wear two T-shirts under this.
I didn't need to know that.
All right.
I mean, I think crisscross Band-Aids could have got it done for you as well.
Dude, why didn't I think of that?
See?
Next time I just go bandage. You know I had to do that when I ran the marathon.
Because of chafing, right?
Oh yeah, it makes your nipples bleed. If you don't, that's part of the training is to toughen up the nipples. Because I remember like the last run I did was something like 21 miles, and when I got done, it was just a mess.
Yeah,
just raw. You gotta band-aid them up or put some like a Vaseline or something on there to keep that friction down.
Yeah, the other thing,
I've been rubbing
too,
my nipples the whole time I've talked about this. That's very weird for the
that's
people
also
here.
Prevalent in basketball because of the jerseys with either the stitching or the lettering. That it can the same thing can happen. That's why you see a lot of guys that wear the compression tank top underneath.
Yeah,
because it the same effect.
I wear a sports bra. It's not just kidding. I don't.
Jeez.
Just kidding.
I would imagine in about two to 4 weeks you won't be doing that anymore. Now that it's the Barry's Body Review that you are working on.
Yeah, I tell you what, if I keep losing this weight, I won't have to wear one anymore.
And Nick's hoping to find it, by the way, when you lose it.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he wanting to gain weight? Nick, are you wanting to gain weight?
Not really.
No?
I'm not trying to gain
that
much
weight.
You
got off the protein, huh, Nick?
Have you been skinny all your life?
For most of my life, yeah. I've been skinny.
Really? So you weren't like a fat kid?
Never. No. Never.
See, I was like that. I was a small kid. I was a skinny kid, and then I got married for the second time, And it's been all downhill since then. I think marriage really wrecks your figure.
Mine
for both people.
Mine actually helped it because Lisa's such a health nut and she's run like 12 marathons and all these things. But then having a kid changes everything too because your schedule's out of whack.
And sympathy eating with the wife.
You're like, and you don't want food to go to waste when the kid's eating it. And
what
all
a great excuse. I don't.
But
want
here's
food
the thing:
to go to
my
waste.
Wife insists on nothing but organics and health food for the kid. Oh. So like, you don't want that banana to go to waste and that pear.
I was gonna say, so when she's feeding her like the canned food, are you eating the rest of it?
No.
Yeah, oh, well, then you don't mind if that goes to waste.
Yeah,
it's
that's
just
fine.
The chicken nuggets.
Yeah, by the way, they're tasty.
You ain't fooling me.
Nothing says you're fooling everybody health-wise by having a salad and sprinkling those chicken nuggets on the top.
Damn right. Got to do what you got to do.
Hey, we're down here at the Marriott Marquis at Biggio's in the grand opening of this fantastic sports bar. We'd love to see you, so stop down and say hello. We are going to be here as well as the Blitz. We're going to be here from now until 7 o'clock between the two shows, so please stop on down, pay us a visit. Otherwise, hit us up, 713-780-ESPN on text and calls, or hit us up on Twitter. We are here till 4 o'clock.
Do you know who this is?
I can't hear it.
Turn it up, Nick.
Who is Jackson, if you're nasty.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You can't, man.
You
I'm
can't
telling
fool
you.
Me.
I'm telling you. All right. You got it.
And this is hour number one, so this is on our Way Back Wednesdays. This is Barry's playlist. He thought he had the coup. He thought he had the corner on the market. We're looking for you guys to respond and tell him yay, nay, or nice try. That was just a flail in the wind.
Yeah, a bunch of middle-aged dudes listening to Sports Talk Radio. You think they're going to yay this? No way.
JJ might if he's driving one-handed. Just saying. Hey, ESPN 97.5. We are here till 4 o'clock.
ESPN 97.5.
Until she pinned her ears back and just like a whip crack, she left me in the dust. I was cruising on my Harley, enjoying the breeze. I got hit head on and thrown. Lord knows it should have killed me.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
In case you were wondering, this is part of Barry's playlist.
No.
Nope. This was a special add to his hour.
No, tell the people what's really going on.
So
we're playing a country song, right, Nick? Once an hour.
By Mr. Johnson. Say it again, Nick.
Cody Johnson.
Yeah, playing a Cody Johnson song once an hour, so we all have to shorten our list. And in fact, my list was the shortest because I went first, so I only got 6 songs.
Who chose
the
order?
So if I lose, I did.
Oh.
So if I lose, then it's because the deck was stacked against me.
No, it's a self-inflicted wound. If you picked the first hour, that's a self-inflicted wound. By the way, because we know that everything's bigger in Texas,
uh-huh,
and that the rodeo here is bigger and better than anywhere in the world,
of course,
we know that every big rodeo needs a big Johnson. That's why Mr. Johnson is performing tonight at the rodeo. And if you want to be at the rodeo as well, there's ways for you to get tickets. There are lots of ways to get tickets to be a part of the rodeo. And I'm telling you, if you experienced the cook-off last weekend, and you know how much fun that is.
Yeah.
The rodeo is just like 10 times better because there's so much to do. There's fun for the whole family. You can watch everything from mutton busting to the actual rodeo events to the actual concerts. There's shopping expos for you to do all kinds of shopping and country and western and everything else. So definitely there are ways. So you should get some tickets tonight. I think they start, what, low as 18 bucks?
Yeah, today's special rodeo artist is
Cody Johnson.
Yep.
That's the guy. Yeah, and you can get $18 tickets. Just go to RodeoHouston.com.
There you go. RodeoHouston.com is all you need to know. It's your one-stop shop to make sure you are a part of the boots, the buckles, and all of the big-time fun that is the Houston Rodeo Livestock Show and Rodeo. Going on for about 3 weeks, right?
I believe it is, yeah.
Yeah. It's a long, long time. It's
and let's admit, the Rockets are lucky they don't have to take the rodeo roadie like the San
Spurs.
Antonio Spurs do every
year.
But
you know what's remarkable?
And then they come back and there's horse flies in the building. Did you hear about that?
No.
On one of the broadcasts, Nick, did you hear about that?
Where
they
were not.
Yeah, on one of the Spurs games, they were saying, oh, there's a bunch of horse flies in the building. And it was bothering the players and the fans and everyone else. It's kind of crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're building the AT&T Center in San Antonio. It's way out in the middle of nowhere. And it's right next to, like, they have the rodeo there in San Antonio.
Right.
And they have, like, this indoor kind of old – it's like a mini version of what the Astrodome looks like now, but it's connected, and it looks like it has silos, and it just looks like an old country and western kind of like a concert venue that's going out of business. But nice. It's all connected, and then there's like a cemetery and a golf course, like a bad golf course kind of in the
cemetery?
Area.
Cemetery?
Yeah, but it's like, there's nothing near it.
Oh.
But I will say this. As much as we rag on them for having to take that rodeo trip every year, remarkably, they always come back with like a one-loss or two-loss trip. It's like 11 games, and they lose one game.
Yeah.
Or two.
It's aggravating.
Speaking of that, too, they lost – or they won. The Rockets lost in that game the other night. Now the Rockets back in business tonight at the Toyota Center taking on the Utah Jazz. The Utah Jazz, as you and I were talking about in a break, I said maybe the best team no one knows about in the NBA, and no one realizes how good they really are.
Yeah, man. They are quietly sitting in the four spot, chasing the Rockets down for the third spot. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, it's not out of the realm of possibilities that they could catch the Rockets.
Yeah.
They're coming down the stretch. Tonight could bring them to, what, within three games? Mm-hmm.
Three games, yep.
If they get the W. So, yeah, and we've kind of been saying that this team, I think everybody is sleeping on the Jazz.
Yeah.
And they have been all year. And I think people expected them to do well, but I don't even think – I mean, I know I didn't anticipate them being a top four team in the West. I figured they would make the playoffs this year, you know, 6-7, something like that. But top four, possibly top three in the West?
Yeah, I knew they had a really, really – Dennis Lindsay, a former Rockets executive that learned under Carroll Dawson, has done a really, really good job there of building and putting together a team of great young talent. But now he's starting to infuse some veterans in there. And to get a guy like Joe Johnson to make sure that – people don't realize how good their front line is. With Rudy Gobert and then Derek Favors.
Yeah.
And then you add Jimmy Chitwood from Hickory, from Hoosiers,
yeah.
Gordon Hayward. George Hill, another veteran that they added to kind of get a good mix in there, get some stability. But this Utah Jazz team, Rodney Hood can play. They've got a really good young team with some veterans that are kind of the glue guys that keep it all together. But if you didn't know before, because we said before the year, look, the Clippers are going to be up there, and we know that the usual suspects – oh, see what I did there? The Warriors, the Spurs. You knew that there were going to be teams like that. So I agree with you. I don't think anybody assumed, well, the Jazz are going to be a top four team. But now, less than 20 games to go in the regular season, not only are they a top four team, but your Rockets, who a lot of people kind of were sleeping on in terms of where they'd be and what they do, at three are looking in their rearview mirror going, this is a huge game tonight, because if they, for some way, shape, or form, drop this game tonight and Utah gets within three, man, it's anybody's ballgame going down the stretch.
Three isn't insurmountable, and tonight is also big because it's going to decide the tiebreaker. Rockets won the first matchup, 111-102. Jazz won the last matchup, 120-101. So the winner of this game is going to have the tiebreaker, which is also going to matter. That adds basically an extra game to it.
So they're only playing three because of that quirky thing in the West with the schedule that you know, because normally you play everybody in the West four times except for like one or two teams. So yeah, then this year. And look, I don't think the Rockets are heartbroken if they don't have to make that second trip to Utah, which is just hellacious from the airport to the fans to everything else. But they are a team to be reckoned with. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people on Twitter saying of all the people that look at matchups and, you know, you want to play them, you don't want to play them. We've been staunch all along. Memphis and Utah are two teams you don't want the Rockets to match up with simply because of, one, in Memphis's case, the grinded out style of play, the way they want to beat you up. But two, because Utah can pretty much play fast if you want to play fast.
Yep.
They can play slow. They can slow it down if you really want to do that. But their front line is a lot bigger and more athletic and talented than the Rockets right now. And they're pretty deep at all positions. And speaking of depth, one of the big things that you have to take into consideration tonight, Ryan Anderson had the back problems the other night in San Antonio, missed the whole second half. He's not going to play tonight. Word coming out at a shoot-around at the Toyota Center that they're going to start Eric Gordon. But here's the one that's going to throw a little monkey wrench in all everybody's thought process for the Rockets today. James Harden is going to guard the power forward position, according to Mike D'Antoni and the Rockets tonight in that starting lineup.
That makes no sense to me.
Now, that might work against a small athletic team that, you know, you can go up and down with. But when you're talking about Gobert and Favors and company,
I don't understand the thought process behind that. I mean, why not just throw Montrezl Harrell out there, let him pick up whatever fouls he's going to pick up, but at least it's a body out there. And he still plays well within the offense. You're not going to get that stretch. You don't have another stretch four like Ryan Anderson on the team, so you're not going to replace that. But you could try to get a little better defensively down low. You could even move Ariza to the power forward position and then add, you know, Eric Gordon to the mix if you wanted to do that. I don't understand why you're taking one of your worst defenders by the eye test. I mean, statistically, I read yesterday that he was, you know, one of the top three or four defenders on the team. But by the eye test, you're taking one of the worst defenders and putting him in a position to where he's not going to succeed anyways.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense. And you and I were talking about this in the break. I just think that he expends so much energy carrying this team for long stretches of games that if you put him on the low block in a physical confrontation setup with a guy that's bigger, stronger, and more physical, you're just going to drain him even more to where he's probably not going to have that four quarters of energy you need him to have when you need him to drive the bus, especially in the fourth quarter.
I mean, why not run Sam Decker out there? I mean, he's the closest thing you have to the stretch four when Ryan Anderson's out to begin with. And granted, he's not great defensively, but it doesn't mess up your entire rotation either by doing that. You can still bring in Lou Williams and Eric Gordon off the bench if you wanted to. I don't know, man. It seems kind of weird. It seems like he's reaching a little bit.
Yeah, you and I said, look, this isn't a team that's trying to, you know, get lottery position that has no chance to make the playoffs. This is kind of goes back to what Isaiah Thomas said the other night after the Celtics lost their second in a row and were kind of embarrassed. This is not the time of the year to be experimenting. And,
right.
And as you and I were talking in the break, we both said right away, throw Harrell out there and let him get six fouls and let him just run around and be an energy guy. Let him concentrate on pounding in the post and getting some rebounds. And if he fouls out, so what? You haven't been playing him anyway. But you don't take away from your best player who's been doing his best to lead you on his shoulders for three quarters of the season. He's taken all he can take. I don't need him to take any more because the last thing, God forbid, you need is for him to try and do too much and then get hurt.
Yeah.
Because now your entire season's in jeopardy instead of just, you know, a stretch of time when you're trying to wait for Ryan Anderson to get healthy.
Somebody asked, or somebody said, Barry, your song choices may suck, but you don't put ketchup on a grilled cheese, so you get the W today.
Now, I noticed you told me that off the air, and I thought we were done with it. But then, mysteriously, it does find its way onto the show.
Well, there's this other one that wants to know how many points you put up last night.
I had 5 threes in the first half. I had 15, 15 at the break. They went boxing one on me in the third quarter, and I wasn't happy about it because at one point, well, our point guard looked at me and said, "We need you to get more points." And I go, "This guy knows what my underwear size is and the brand. He's so tight up in my jock right now." So then, yeah, I think I ended up with like 20. But
all yeah, right, yeah. That's a good night.
It was all right. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So there you have it. That's the box score result.
I like it. Did you yell out any catchphrases?
No, that guy played the game before us, okay. Though, and I found out that league-wide, he's probably the most hated guy in the league easily. They said that he is definitely that guy on the YouTube video that has to use – you see that? It reminded me so much of this. There's a father and a daughter that throughout the day – I think it's a McDonald's commercial, but throughout the day they're talking. He keeps using the catchphrases like, you know, I'm lit, and yeah, this is that and the other thing, and I'm getting my chill. And she's like, okay, close enough, nice try. And I'm thinking, this is the guy in that
that's
league.
Him.
This is the guy. This is the
when
idiot
he has
in that
a
league.
Kid, that'll yeah. be him, yeah.
All right, you can join us on the show. We are live at Biggio's for the grand opening of this fabulous two-story sports bar right here in the heart of the Marriott Marquis at the GRB where it meets Discovery Green. But if you want to join the show, 713-780-ESPN, where you can text us. Barry's checking the text. Or you can call us, where Quick Nick is back at the studio taking the calls. And we all check our Twitter throughout the show. I'm at Pac-Man Joel with a K. He's at Barry is Funny. And Nick back at the studio is at The Producer. Nick, we're here till 4 o'clock. We are ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is a renterswarehouse.com roadshow, live from Biggio's in the Marriott Marquis. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Nick, just let it play. Let it play, and it's a two-horse race.
Soak it up. That's right. It does.
Nick?
I tried to pick like the slowest part of the song first.
Yeah, he did that on purpose. He just played the slow ass intro.
That's good teaser, yeah. Nick. Very nice teaser.
You can't deny it now. Y'all, I know y'all see that choir in the back. Oh, oh.
Funny thing is the choir in the back is all talking amongst themselves going, what the hell is Barry picking today?
By the way, Kenneth on Twitter said, Barry is with this Women's Day nonsense. First of all, what the hell are you talking about nonsense, bro? This is the guy that would make a sandwich joke today. Like, come on, man. Don't, like, that's not, it's not nonsense.
No, but it's not worthy of Way Back Wednesday on a last minute pull to try and get the heartstrings of it and the female vote.
Look, they're dancing. I bet they don't dance to anything you play.
We'll see.
I'll give you $5 each if you don't. No, I'm just kidding. No, look, she stops. I don't have $5, ma'am. I don't want to disappoint you. Not today, of all days.
Guarantee you'll be busting a move and cutting some rug on my playlist because this one. Nick is just making sure you're out of it today. Just going to keep playing it.
Dude, this is Madonna. That's why my wife was like, play Like a Virgin. I was like, absolutely not. That's a little too, like, teeny boppy.
And offensive.
Like,
maybe a bit offensive.
Like a Virgin?
Well, on today.
No? Okay. Is it? Well, I guess it would be. I don't know. I was trying to find some women. I've had Salt and Pepper. Madonna, Aretha Franklin. I was trying to find some iconic women in music. Joan Jett kind of blazed a trail for rock and roll in the 80s for women. I'm just trying.
I really want to do this.
Do it.
No, because this is something you would do to me.
Do it. Don't
my version of supposedly. When
let
you
it
said
go.
I played Salt and Pepper. I thought it was going to be Peppa, which is.
You're so soulful, Joel.
Technical. Oh, without
You're so
question.
So soulful.
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Fancy and son?
I mean, look.
And bro?
That was actually good. Do that again.
Son?
I mean, that was all right.
Oh, see, here we go. All right, let's get back to the beaten path. Adam Schefter reporting the news that everybody's been waiting for, whether they've been anxiously awaiting it or not. It appears Tony Romo will be released by the Cowboys tomorrow. As the note from Adam Schefter says, and then his little note underneath that said, let the games begin for the Texans and the Broncos in trying to pursue him.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
Where does he land? If you had to pick between the two, Texans and Broncos, who lands him?
Man, you know what? I'll tell you this. I really would like to see him here because I just think you got to find somebody to quarterback this team other than Brock Osweiler.
Well, I think we would all like to see him here.
And again, defense is the same. State of Texas, I want to say that there's enough to get him here. But everything that we heard from day one was that John Elway was going to make a push. The Broncos were the perfect fit. That he was going to be their guy. Man, I'm going to say he ends up in Denver.
Okay.
You?
Yeah, if I had to lean one way or the other, I think he can look at that, the organization up there. I mean, they're not that far removed from a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Two years, right?
Yeah, and they didn't even need a competent quarterback to do that. I think when you look at the Texans, they're still kind of a mess offensively. You know, I don't know if I'm him that I want to come to an organization that 9-7 is the benchmark. When you've got an organization like Denver, whose benchmark is Super Bowls. I mean, it's a lot like recruiting in Texas, and you know, Aggie friends and fans, don't take this the wrong way, but when AJ's preached this a ton, when you look at organization or you look at colleges, the benchmark for the University of Texas is national championships.
Sure, right.
The benchmark for the Texas Aggies is just don't lose a lot. Like, that's literally the difference, and I think that's the difference between these organizations.
So it's
right
a
now.
Mindset as
it's
well as the expectations.
It's playoffs versus Super
yeah,
Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? And I think the other thing, too, is I'm not sure that the Texans are willing to put their butts on the line again by going out on a Romo situation in which they know he's injury-prone, they know he's fragile, and God forbid they would go out and get him and then he'd get hurt and they'd be afraid of the scrutiny that they would face for the second year in a row at the quarterback position. And again, I just don't think unfortunately, I don't think that they're willing to take that risk, and that would factor in. I don't think they like the
Well,
backlash.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, if they go out and land Tony Romo, and I've said this before about the Brock Osweiler move. If they went out and landed Tony Romo, everyone in this city would say that was the right thing to do. They had no choice. They had to go land Tony Romo, correct? That was one of a few moves available to them that made the most sense.
Opposite Jay of what
Cutler
you said
maybe,
about
Tony Romo, but one of those two moves makes the most sense for this team. Now, a year ago at this time when they signed Brock Osweiler, that move made the most sense. Very few people in the city or nationally said, well, they're stupid for doing that. Everyone felt like that was a good move.
They didn't say they're stupid. They basically didn't say they were. They said they were okay doing that, right? But they weren't very tickled with the amount of money they paid him. Yeah, I think the one thing that was questioned was how much you paid to get him, not that you went out and got him.
The difference between what Denver was going to pay and what the Texans paid was negligible. So it's not like the Texans way overpaid, you know what I mean?
And, it's about a $5 million difference.
I mean, we're talking NFL money, though.
I understand.
You know what I mean? $5 million over 4 years, it's not that much money. It was essentially going to be the same money. But it was the only move that the Texans had that I think people were like, well, yeah, I mean, that's what you had to do to go out and get a quarterback. That was the best move available for the options that they had. And again, Romo or even Cutler is the same. Now, if neither of them work out this time next year, you and I will be sitting here in this sports bar going, oh, man, what? 2 years in a row, they made terrible decisions.
Well, but to your point,
but
because
it's not.
You said over and over again about the fact they didn't have a lot of options, and Brock was the best option for them last year. This year, I think the good news is that Romo's going to be cut, so you don't have to make any kind of trade or give up anything if you were willing to take that chance. Then it's just financials and working something out and then hoping he stays healthy. Whereas if you look at Jimmy Garoppolo, he's out there, but you got to trade for him, and the market right now is going through the roof. As of this morning, the Browns were offering and dangling or hoping to dangle and talk them into trading their first-round pick, their second of the two first rounds in the top 12 for Jimmy Garoppolo. Mm-hmm. So they know their return on investment could be big if they want to do that, and if they're sold that Brady's going to be around for a couple more years. You mentioned Jay Cutler as another guy that could be out there, that could be their guy. Please, God forbid, don't look at Mike Glennon. Don't look at these other guys. We don't need to run that movie again.
Now, that is a move I would question.
Yes.
That is a move I would question. This team right now doesn't need to go take a chance on a backup. They need a proven starter if they're going to do that.
You want him? You don't want him?
Tony Romo?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm okay with having him as long as he's willing to pay to go through the big pay cut. But to me, I just think Tony Romo, for Tony Romo, the Texans is a second option. If things don't work out with the Broncos, then I feel like he'll choose Houston.
Why do you say that, though, Nick? Is it just the sexiness of the Broncos removed from a Super Bowl?
Yeah, it's a more attractive market, in my opinion. I think similar to Bogut, I mean, yeah, he used the Rockets as leverage against the Cavs, but that's all it was. The Rockets would have been a serious option if things didn't work out with Cleveland.
Would they? I mean, and the other thing is you got to want to go there, and I'm not sure Bogut wanted to come here just because he's already had such bad blood with the Rockets. But, Barry, you believe that? Nick says, a sexier city, a better from Denver to Houston?
Well, you can smoke weed over there. That's sexy.
In terms of an NFL market, too, I think it's just a better.
Because,
it has to do with expectations.
The big selling point on the Broncos was great defense. Well, the Texans have a great defense, too.
I'm just saying
I'm looking at it, trying to weigh it out, going, well, the biggest arguing point for Denver up until mid-season was if he goes anywhere, you go to Denver because they got the number one defense, they still got their weapons on offense, and they just needed a quarterback. I know we've heard this before, but
Yeah, but I think, too, you have to look at the fact that if I'm Romo, and one of the things I'm looking at is the front office and the moves they make and the decisions that they have. And I mean, Denver overall has done a better job in building that team.
They make educated yet aggressive moves. I would agree with that. Yeah. Elway is a guy that's not going to get fleeced, that's not afraid.
He's not Rick Smith.
Not afraid to take a gamble. And if he does it, he's going to do it with money in pocket to make sure that player happy, team happy, and that he's done very well doing that so far.
I think if I'm Tony Romo, I look at the Texans and go, yeah, Bill O'Brien can coach. He certainly can, and they have a great defense. But then I look at Rick Smith and go, I don't know if that guy is the guy to put the pieces around me effectively.
Well, what do you guys think? Do you want Tony Romo here? Where does he land? Does he land in Denver? Does he land in Houston? Does he land somewhere else? Give us a call. Let us know. 713-780-ESPN, where you can text us, you can call us, or you can hit us up on Twitter. We're here till 4 o'clock, ESPN 97.5. No.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.